我坚持要大家念创世纪第三章，关于亚当跟夏娃当初在伊甸园当中犯罪之后，神所发的预言，将来女人的后裔要打碎这个蛇的后裔。其实神的救恩是从旧约的时候就已经开始了。
Now who are these shepherds?
那这些牧羊人是谁呢？
It bothered me a long time. Why of all people would God reveal the truth, the gospel truth to the shepherds instead of other people about the son of man coming to birth, virgin birth?
为什么神要借着牧羊人启示他的计划，就是他的独生子耶稣基督要降世为人？
Because the shepherds are the low class people, very dirty, filthy, because of the sheep's race, and they're very dirty and smelly. And why on earth would their angels announce to them rather than some other males?
因为牧羊人在我们的社会当中，他们是属于低阶层的人，他们非常的肮脏，因为他们天天与羊为伍。
Like any Asian thinking, I said there must be something to it.
特别是亚洲人啊，在思想到这件事情的时候，一定会在想到说，在这中间一定有他的道理。
We have the forefathers to the shepherds that we have to thinking of, the forefathers of the shepherds.
就是牧羊人的祖先。
Remember Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those are shepherds.
亚伯拉罕、以撒还有雅各，他们都是牧羊人。
Moses too, he was shepherding for a while.
然后摩西也曾经是牧羊人。
And Joseph, for a while, he was shepherding too.
约瑟也曾经做过牧羊人。
David, of all persons, he was a shepherd too.
大卫在他曾作为王之前，他也是牧羊人。
And he wrote a very famous psalm, Psalm 23, the Shepherd Psalm.
大家都记得大卫所写的诗，诗篇23篇非常有名，是关于牧人的诗。
Now I want you to turn to check your Bible and read.
请大家打开圣经。
About this shepherds.
Look.
Yes, Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
It says, and it came to pass when the angels had gone away from them, the shepherds began to move, saying to themselves, let us go straight to Bethlehem, and there we see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
是在天使向牧羊人显现了之后，牧羊人就决定他们要到伯利恒去看到底神天使给他们宣告的信息是不是真的发生了。
Now how would they know that this was the word of the Lord?
他们怎么知道这是从神而来的信息？
Because they had known what the bad people in the forefathers had said to him and written on the Bible.
因为他们知道他们的祖先以前告诉他们的事情。
And Psalm 23 said very plainly, the Lord is my shepherd.
就像诗篇第二十三篇一开始所说的，耶和华是我的牧者，神是我的牧者。
And of all people, the shepherds, they came to haste and the way to Mary and ate Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger.
然后牧羊人后来真的看见的就是玛利亚跟她的丈夫约瑟，还有躺在马槽里面的小婴孩。
And then the Bible then tells us how they worship the Lord in the manger.
然后圣经告诉我们，这些牧羊人是如何的来敬拜在马槽当中的婴孩。
We don't know whether they knelt down, they stood up, or they sat up on the manger.On the floor where the cattle and others were sleeping.
就他们所看见的情景，就是耶稣基督躺在马槽 在肮脏的地面上面。
But no one said anything.
但是没有人说任何的话。
Nobody preached.
没有人向他们讲道。
And that's why people say, I have to have a preacher before you can worship God.
因为有的人说，我们一定要有牧师才可以敬拜。
We can worship God in silence.
我们可以甚至不说话。
And something that we often forget about it.
在沉默当中，我们就可以敬拜神。
So when you come down,
很多人忘记的事情。
So when you come to the church, this is holy ground.
所以当我们来到教会，这是圣地。
And so the shepherds were just enjoying the presence of the Holy Child, Child Jesus.
所以牧羊人他们当时所做的就是享受这个圣灵承运的婴孩与他们的同在。
So when you come to the church here, this is holy ground. You can worship God in your silence, in the pews.
所以当我们来到教会，我们是来到圣地，我们甚至可以在沉默当中不说话。就可以敬拜神。
The Lord can speak to you in your silence, if you let Him, if you open eyes and ears to listen to Him.
只要你愿意把你的眼、把你的耳朵打开来，神甚至可以在沉静当中对你说话。
Now we have the Word here, and we have the cross there, symbolizing the resurrected Christ. So God's presence is here, because we don't have icons like the other Catholic Church, but we have the Bible, the Word of God, and the resurrected Christ.So the presence of God is in here. So the moment you step here, the presence of God is here.
所以大家想想看，我们来到教会，我们看到十字架，我们读圣经，其实这就是代表神与我们同在了。
So you can start worshiping the Lord when you step into this church. The door is shut, and you can start praying and be worshiping the Lord.
所以当我们来到教会，我们进入圣堂，当门关。关闭之后，我们就开始我们对神的敬拜。
And verse 17, and when they had seen this and made known the statement which had been told them about this child.
所以第二章十七节，路加二章十七节，就让我们看到天使对这些牧羊人说的话。
They made known the statement which had seen and heard about this child.
天使来宣告关于这个孩子的出生，让所有的人都听见并且知道。
They did not keep it to themselves. They made known to the people about the statement about this child.
这些牧羊人并没有把他们所听到的就放在自己的心里，他们马上就出去把这件事情告诉所有的人。
And verse 18, and all who heard it wondered at the things we were told them.By the shepherds.
十八节，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
And verse 20, and the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as they had been told.
二十节，牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
So, folks, the good news must be shared.Not to be kept by yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹们，好消息不是说我们只是保留给我们自己，我们要让好消息让所有的人都知道。
Even the shepherds know how to do it. Why don't we do it?
如果牧羊人都知道该怎么样去传讲好消息，
那 let's go back to the
也应该知道。
Let's go back to the message of the. Let's go to the message.
让我们回到我们的经节。
The good news is God has sent His gift of life, through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
福音是什么？就是神将他的独生子，赐给了我们。
For behold, I bring you good news, good tidings of great joy.
就像天使对牧羊的人说：“我报给你们大喜的信息。”
Be not afraid.
不要害怕。
I bring you personally, good tidings of great joy.
天使特别强调你们，天使说我报给你们大喜的信息。
And which all to all other people.
还有所有其他的人。
For to you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior,
就是主基督今天在大卫的城里为你们
Who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord?
为你们生的救主就是主基督。
Now the word Savior is Greek word is sozo. Savior, the Greek word is sozo, which means also a healer.
救主这个字其实它的原文里面有包括了医治者的这个意思在里面。
And if you extend it, he's a redeemer and a deliverer.
然后也包括了他是我们的救赎主，他是拯救我们的主的意思在里面。
What I'm saying is, what is the gift to us if it's not personal?
所以我们要知道，神赐给我们的不是只是赐给我们个人一个人的。
He comes to mend our hurts and our brokenness and our bring deliverance, release from our bondage of sin and evil.
神赐给我们他的独生子是要来将我们从一切的捆绑当中释放，从罪恶当中释放。
The good news is the light of the world has come.
福音的意思就是神的话来到我们的中间。
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣基督就是
He's the light of the world.
世界的光。
And he shines in our darkness of fear, conflict, uncertainties, and discouragement.
他在黑暗当中要发光，要来鼓励鼓舞我们所有的人。
He's also the hope of the world.
他同时他是世界将来的希望。
No matter how dark the night is.
无论黑夜是如何的漫长。
Now, the message also is a great joy to all people.
然后福音也是要将大喜的信息大要将喜乐带给众人。
It's not for us in the church to cherish and to hold back for ourselves, but all to all people.
所以我们对教会来讲是宝贵的，但是我们不应该把它只是保留给我们自己，我们要将这个福音要告诉所有的人。
Remember John 3:16, God so loved the world.
约翰三章十六节，神爱世人。
So let's not limit the world to ourselves.
所以神并不是只爱我们一个人，神爱这个世上所有的人。
We have to go and tell to all men over the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere that Jesus Christ is born.
在山上，在山丘，所有的地方，好消息都要传遍。
It's not only for us; it's for everyone. 不是 tell them that Jesus Christ is come.
不是只是告诉我们今天在这里的人，是告诉世界上所有的人，基督已经来了。
Same time, good news is a gift to you, for you, and for me, personal.
同时，我们也要知道，福音是赐给。我们赐给我，赐给你，赐给我们每一个人的。
I want to finish with a story. It's a very important story.
我跟大家讲一个故事，非常重要的一个故事。
If you forget my sermon, remember the story.
如果你不记得我今天跟大家的讲道，但是你们应该要记得这个故事。
It's a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Now, lady, I forget her name. Just call her Emily.
我也许名字记得不正确，但是我们就姑且称她为 Emily。
Emily goes to church every morning at 6:30 when the church door is open.
Emily 每一天在教会刚刚开门的时候，早上清晨六点半的时候，她就去教会。
She will drive an old Pontiac car and park next to the door.
她会把她的车就停在教会的门口。
And she be dealt at the knee at the door, kneeling at the altar and pray.
然后她会进入教会，在圣坛的面前跪下来祷告。
And worship the Lord.
然后敬拜神。
Why should she do it every day?
为什么她每天都要做这个事情呢？
Perhaps it's a distraction, TV, television, and telephone and so forth. So she decides to come every morning to church at 6:30 and pray.
有电视有电话有那么多的传播工具但是他决定每一天清晨他要来到教会。
Perhaps she'll be there praying until time for her to leave to go to work.
然后祷告了之后当他该去上班的时候他就离开。
Now she's about 50, 60 years old. Not young, not young people, old people.
她大约是五六十岁。
Now one day,
有一天,
she told the pastor,
她告诉牧师,
Now pastor, what's really wrong with you?
她说,
pastor, what's really wrong with you?
她说牧师啊, 你知道你的最大的问题是什么吗?
He says, I want to know.
她说我想要知道,
because the Lord has waking me up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to pray for you.
他说因为神感动了我, 让我每天早上三四点钟就起来为你祷告。
Oh, it's just a headache, migraine, so forth. The
pastor?
The pastor.
牧师说我有头痛的问题, 然后告诉他一些其他的事情。
Pastor, don't tell me that. It's something more serious than that. Otherwise, the Lord will not waking me up to pray for you 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
但是Emily对牧师说，你不要跟我讲这些小事情，你一定还有更严重的问题。他说，否则的话，神不会让我每天早上三四点钟就起来为你祷告。The
pastor says, "You really want to know?"
然后牧师说，你真的要知道吗？
I'm going blind.
牧师说我就要瞎了。
Already, I'm half blind.
我现在只是半瞎。
So prevent that people know that I'm half blind. I memorize my sermon. I memorize the scriptures, and I remember how many steps to come to the altar. So nobody recognize that I'm half blind.
他说，为了要掩饰我的半盲，所以我必须将所有的事情，我的讲道，所有的圣经的经文，我都要记下来。同时，每个人到教会里面侍奉的位置，我都要记下来。 因为我不想要让人家知道我已经半瞎了。
The pastor said, in a few years' time, I'll be totally blind because I've got macular degeneration.
他说，不久的将来我就会全瞎，因为什么东西那个？
Emily says,
是一个
I won't take it. I won't take it. That means I won't believe in that you're going to get blind.
然后 Emily 说，我不相信你会瞎。
Come tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning, and I'll pray with you.
他说你明天早上6:30跟我在这里见面，我要为你祷告。
So next morning, Pastor Basket, which is my dean at seminary, and pastor of First Methodist Church here in town, Basket, Dr. Basket.
所以这个牧师是 Dr. Basket.
Basket.
Yeah, 他是我以前神学院的一个教务长，他就在。 早上来到教会,
so Emily says, "You come and meet me at 6:30. I'll be praying with you."
Emily 对这个牧师说, 你6:30来跟我在教会，我们会面，我为你祷告。
So Emily laid hands on the pastor. Can you believe it? A lady praying, laying hands on the pastor.
所以 Emily 就按手在牧师的身上，大家相信吗？
Put fingers on her on his pastor's eyes.
然后他把他的手指头盖在这个牧师的眼睛上面。
He says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed."
然后他说，靠着耶稣基督的名，你得医治。
And he was healed. He was healed.
然后这个牧师他的眼睛真的就得到了医治。
He's still alive and 90 years old.
他一直活到 still
alive.
他今天仍然活着，已经90多岁了。
Yes, I saw him not too long ago. Still alive, not blind.
我在不久之前才看到他，他们一点都没有瞎。
What I'm saying is, you can worship the Lord in the quietness of the Lord, and be in prayer and praying for one another.
所以我要跟大家讲的就是，我们可以甚至在沉默当中敬拜神，因为我们在沉默当中，我们可以为很多的事情、很多的人祷告。
And this is good news.
这就是关于福音。
Not only will we be healed, we have the hope in Christ Jesus.
不光是我们靠福音得医治，同时我们也有盼望，是关于基督的盼望。
And it's not only for us, it's for everyone in the world who believes in Christ Jesus.
不是只是给我们自己的，是赐给世界上所有信他的人。
I want to close with a word. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah.
我最后要结束之前，我跟大家念以赛亚书第60章。
第一节。
第一节。
It says, "Arise, shine."
兴起发光。
For the light has come.
因为你的光已经来到。
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
You know what arise is?
你们知道兴起是什么意思吗
？Get off your seats. Get off your seats. Get off your seats.
就是从你坐的椅子上站起来。
Get up. Do something about your life.
你要做一些事情关于你所
得到的生命。Because the light is come. The light is come.
为什么？因为光就要来了。
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀照耀在你的身上。
Christians, this is a Christian message. This is a Christian message.
这是。对基督徒的一个信息。
The glory of the Lord is risen upon us.
因为耶和华的神的荣耀已经兴起了我们。
We can't afford to be stuck in the rut. We can't afford to be sitting doing nothing.
我们不能够只是坐在这里不做任何的事情。
I don't use the word. Get up, there's a but. Get up and do something about your life.
所以我对大家的信息就是起来。去做一些事情。
Just imagine if everybody, every Christian who calls yourself Christian does something like that, there's something going to be changed in the world.
所以，如果你认为你是基督徒，你决定去做一些事情，那这个世界就会被改变。
Not only in this church.
不光是这个教会。
Outside this church.
这个教会之外。
This community.
这个我们的社区。
This whole Tulsa.
整个的 Tulsa.
If Emily can pray for the pastor.
如果 Emily 她可以为她的牧师祷告
I can like you people to lay hands and pray for me
我有很多的人为我祷告
I don't believe I'm going to stay this long The doctor says I'm going to stay there for my life I said no I'm going to pray and let you pray with me that this oxygen tank will go off my in a few short months
我相信我的病会得到医治我不相信这个我将来我会站不起来。
He's not only a savior, he's my healer, my deliverer, my redeemer.
他不光是我的救主，他是医治我的神，他是拯救我的神，他是释放我的神。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer together, a quiet time in Jesus' name.
请大家在低头祷告。请大家默祷。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
For your word to us.
神，谢谢你，因为你今天早上将你的话赐给我们。
That you're not only the Savior.
你不只是我们的救主。
You're the Healer, the Redeemer, the Deliverer.
你医治我们，你救赎我们，你拯救我们。
You're Christ the Lord, the Messiah.
你是基督，你是弥赛亚。
You are the I am.
你是自由拥有的。
You are the good shepherd.
你是好牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
你是好牧人。
And who says that the good shepherd says, if you hear my voice, you follow me.
好牧人说他的羊听他的声音。
The good shepherd gives us life.
好牧人赐给我们生命。
And he says, I am the good shepherd who knows my sheep and knows of mine.And I will lay down my life for them.
主说我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我为我的羊舍命。
We just lift up your holy name, Lord.
我们祷告奉神的圣名。
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen